well loved by many of us, and she will be dearly missed.
Thank you, Doris. With that, I call this meeting to order at 7:03. Administrative Director, will you please take attendance? The question today is, what is something that you do to show someone that you value them?
Senator Barron?
Make sure to smile when I see them.
Senator Ward?
Hugs.
Senator Oscar?
Same, I was looking to say.
Senator O'Neill?
We're gonna just listen.
Senator Dornan?
I would make them organize some peace.
Senator Lamberty?
Listen and tell them.
Senator Passandola?
Listen and not say anything unless it's needed.
Speaker Hoverman?
I try to listen as little as possible.
Senator Arshad?
Same as fellow previous speakers.
Senator O'Connell?
I write people in notes, kind of like little love letters.
Senator Mullenbach?
Hugs.
Senator Hannan?
Quality time.
Senator Shaw?
Listening in small accent.
Senator Pemberton? Senator Pemberton? Senator Antes?
Very personal person.
Senator Edholm?
Being nice to them.
Senator Clark?
Being lunch with them or joining them on an activity. Have a walk in the park.
Chair John?
Telling good jokes.
Co-president-elect Gabriano?
Giving them my time.
Director Choney?
Just call them if you have nothing.
Controller Hennenkamp?
A hug and a smile.
Co-president-elect Svensson? Co-president Tchaikovsky?
Spending as much time with people as I can.
Co-president Singh?
Conclusion.
Advisor Van Hacke?
I tease them endlessly.
Administrative Director Harbeck?
Lots of hugs and smiles.
All right, with that, we have quorum. Moving on to approval of the minutes from April 3rd. Are there any discrepancies with the minutes? Discrepancies, seeing none, minutes are approved. Is there anyone from the community who wishes to comment?
Yes.
Go for it.
All right, thank you. My name is Kirsten Buck. I'm a senior nursing student at Kaseva Steinman Sexuality Studies Minor. And recently, through my studies, I've been doing a lot of work at analyzing policies, specifically related to health, but related to inclusion of the LGBTQ community. And that has opened the door for me to analyze policies for institutions that I'm a part of on a wider scale. And I noted when looking through the famous policies that in the GUSTI guide, the non-discrimination policy doesn't have a specific provision for gender identity and included as a protected class as per the one posted online, so what I had access to. But there is actually gender mentioned in the policy against harassment, so it's definitely already a part of policy and there's sort of a precedent there, so I would foresee it being a potentially pretty easy change to make to have that written formal inclusion to make all members of our community feel really included.
All right, thank you. Does anyone have any quick questions to clarify anything? Perfect. Thanks, Kristen. Is there anyone else from the community who wishes to comment? Community comment? Seeing none, we'll move on to our appointments. From last time, our discussion regarding the ombudsperson position. Since more senators are here, I'm going to open the floor for discussion after I ask our two candidates to head out into the hallway.
Since there are more people
Do you want to re-speak? Yeah, you can do that again. Yep. Yeah, that's actually a good idea. So we'll have Speaker Haberman and then Senator O'Neill kind of share a little bit about what they shared last week and answer any questions you might have, and then we'll have discussion and vote. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, sure. All right. So, a little bit about myself. I'm a junior political science philosophy double major, so I kind of live and breathe this stuff. I'm on the track and cross country team orchestra. Some experience within this position. When Joe Robbins stepped down, I kind of took over his spot a little bit and tried to keep the ethics committee going in his absence. Yeah, and I've been on the Senate. This will be my second year on the Senate. That's all I got.
I'm a freshman econ and philosophy double major as of right now. I've been on ethics committee all year, dealing with the problems with the election and the different changes to the bylaws that we're in the process of making right now, working with Emmett and the rest of the ethics committee on that. On the tennis team, I think as far as things that are most important to me as ombudsperson would be making sure that we're enumerating all these changes that we want to make and that we're talking about in the bylaws of the Constitution, as well as thinking about ethics on a more wide scale as opposed to just like individual infractions of ethics by different members of the Senate. Obviously we do that, but thinking about the bigger questions like, does student senate want to play a role or take a political stance on different issues? And think about some of those things from an ethical standpoint. So, yeah.
Great. Are there any questions for either individual or both? Questions? Senator Clark?
What do you think is the biggest challenge facing ethics committee?
I think we're already making great strides towards refining the election procedure and making changes to the bylaws. So, like I mentioned earlier, the biggest things the Ethics Committee needs to think about, I think, are on a much broader scale. Like the different changes that are taking place in society today, and how Student Senate wants to best support and represent the student body while taking into account different identities of students and political and whatever considerations there. So just thinking about those different things and then potentially making changes to the Constitution and bylaws to reflect the way that we want Student Senate to change.
So right now, from what I've seen, at least with you guys, is that we don't really want to take that many, or that part, that we don't want to take a political stance, and I think that's fair. So I think the biggest issue that is facing the Ethics Committee right now, it pertains to the election. Now, we don't really want to talk about it much anymore, but it was pretty tumultuous, and so I think the Ethics Committee has an obligation to make sure that everyone that runs for any office has a fair and equal opportunity, and just making sure that really the Senate is running smoothly.
Any other questions? Senator Buckendall?
I'd describe Michael as fair.
I would say that Emmett is thoughtful.
All right. Any other questions? Questions? All right, seeing none, will you two please come in the hallway? there's a lot of people missing. I'm kind of keeping track of the speakers list on my phone. You do? Okay. So sorry it's not up on this. All right. Discussion. Senator Lambie.
I was just very impressed with what Mike had to say. I think that he had thought about what he can bring to the Ethics Committee and just his reputation all around. I've asked some people about him. From what I know of him as a person, not to take anything away from Emmett, Mike is really one of the fairest and kindest guys that I think I've met on the campus. Tensions or anything, but I think Emmett at sometimes can be thoughtful, but sometimes he can be a little bit strongly opinionated and not take someone else's voice into account, just based off of personal experience. But I think they're both good candidates, but I'm gonna have to go with Mike on this one. How do you?
Senator Barron.
I'll just echo what I said last week. I'm in support of Speaker Evans, and I just respect his initiative in stepping up for the Speaker position this year. And when Ombudsperson Robbins left, I think taking that role again was just really showed his desire for it, as well as his desire to kind of act in that role and facilitate the Ethics Committee, which I really respect. So.
Senator
Oscar? Echoing what previous speakers said, or like what I said last week, I know Mike, after, like, we met in Senate, but like now we are in the outside Senate, and he's really passionate about what he does, and he really wants to be in Senate, and he wants to do great things for Gustavus, so I think I will probably vote for him because he's just a nice guy, spare to everyone. And I yield.
Senator Arshad?
I think they're both good candidates, but I would go with Michael on this one because I know him somewhat personally outside of Senate too, and he's a great guy and he has good leadership abilities. And I've also seen his participation in the Senate throughout this year, and it has been pretty good. So.
Senator Hannon?
Mike's my class rep. I'm also on committee with him, and all of my interactions with him have been very positive. He's very thoughtful and kind, and he's always been very on the ball to send out emails to his constituents and to do what he says he'll do, and I really respect that, and I'll be voting for him.
Senator Park?
I think something that was brought up last week that should be just reminded is that as ombudsperson, it's not necessarily like being nice isn't necessarily like the top quality. It's being able to impartially weigh decisions and then giving out a punishment. And I think that takes a lot of guts sometimes, and sometimes you have to be kind of mean about it because you have to be able to give out a punishment that someone isn't necessarily going to like, and that your reputation is going to take a hit to about this. I think that's just something we should keep in mind. Regarding the topic at hand, I think I've worked with both of them as a member of Ethics Committee. I think both of them are very impartial and very good candidates. However, I'd just like to mention that Emmett does have the experience. This is the second year on Senate, and I also am really impressed by him stepping up to be Speaker this year. But also just, I know him outside of class, and I've taken classes with him. And in both settings, he's incredibly intelligent, and like a lot of people have said, incredibly thoughtful. And I think that he would be able to arbitrate these decisions. And I don't think he's afraid of anything, you know, harming his reputation if he has to give out a punishment to someone.
co-president-elect Mariano?
As I say last week, I also believe that both candidates are a very good fit for this position. They have been both on the committee and they've seen the work that's done on the committee. I know more Mike, and I've seen him acting in Senate and outside of Senate. And as I said last week, I think it's a bold act for any freshman representative to be on Senate. It's like you come in September, you're just ready to go. I think it's a great sign that shows a lot of initiative and leadership. And also he has a future in Senate in terms of he can be on this body for 3 more years, which I think is very valuable for this body. And he's a very thoughtful guy, concise, approachable, and yeah,
any other discussion? Discussion. Alright, seeing none, we're gonna take a vote. It'll be a roll call vote, and you will say the name of the candidate that you're voting for, or if you're abstaining, abstain. But try not to do that, because that means you're just not voting. go ahead, Administrator Griffin.
Senator Barron?
Speaker Haberman.
Senator Ward?
Senator O'Neill.
Senator Oscar?
Senator O'Neill.
Senator Dornan?
Senator O'Neill.
Senator Lamberty?
Senator O'Neill.
Senator Fassandola? Senator Arshad? Senator O'Connell. Senator Mullenbach.
Senator O'Neill.
Senator Hannan.
Senator O'Neill.
Senator Shaw.
Senator Speaker Haberman.
Senator Pemberton. Senator Antes.
Speaker Haberman.
Senator Edholm.
Senator O'Neill.
Senator Clark.
Speaker Haberman.
Can you read out the first three people that voted their results?
Senator O'Neill is our new office person for next year. Congratulations, Senator O'Neill. Good job, Speaker Haberman. It was a very close vote. With that, we're going to move on to unfinished business, starting with committee updates, but our committee people aren't here, so we're not going to do that. So we're going to just bat pretty much all old business. Unless you have an update?
I will only say that our deadline for turning in budgets to the Finance Committee, specifically to Tenzin's email, is this Thursday at noon. So this Thursday at noon.
Yeah, I sent out, well, and Julian sent out an email today. This weekend we're supposed to have a mandatory closed session meeting where we're giving out information on how to submit a budget and stuff like that. And because the email that kind of gave a notice about the info session came out later than we wanted, so we realized that it was pretty much my fault and Julia's fault because she wasn't there. So we decided to let anyone who weren't able to come to the info session submit a budget. And now with the email that I sent out today, it just says the deadline is on April 13th, Thursday, by noon. And if you don't submit by then, you will not be accepted, unless like, they have like a really good excuse to back it up as to why they couldn't submit it. But yeah, the email should basically sum it up, like in terms of like next steps and things like that for the spring budget.
Cool. Any questions for our finance team? All right. You have system for ethics?
Yeah. So the ethics committee is going to have an omnibus bus. Basically, we're revising and updating the bylaws, making the bylaws more organized so they can be referenced easier, update election procedures and bylaws to ensure more successful and ethical elections. And then we're going to hopefully have this in DDIs by April 24th to be discussed. If you guys have any bylaws that you wish to be changed or revised, please contact him.
Any questions for ethics? Senator Clark?
I just need to say something. Please take a glance through the bylaws, because we're going to be doing a lot of updates. Specifically, look through the election ones. That's like literally like 10 lines of words. And see if you have any thoughts or ideas, and then send them to Henry, because we need any type of reflection on what happened this year, and any of your thoughts or ideas would be greatly appreciated.
Any other questions? None. Do you have an update or anything that you want to say? All right. With that, we're done with committee updates. Chair Taven is supposed to be giving kind of an update about the meetings that President Brickman had with regards to the DLC and the bias response poster situation. But I can just briefly summarize that. There was a meeting in Alumni Hall last week. It went fairly well. There was a decent amount of attendance. People were respectful and participated in the conversation. And that's about it. Jonas, do you have anything to add to that? Okay. Does anyone have any like specific questions that I might be able to answer? All right. With that, is there any other unfinished business? Senator Clark?
I suppose the person's not here, but who was looking into like the square thing for student orgs?
I had an initial conversation with finance, and part of the challenge is that there has to be a mechanism for how the charges get attributed to whoever runs the card through. So like they're hesitant to have every single organization have a square, but they also understand that it would be helpful to have a way that it could be a little easier than it is currently. So we were having some conversations about, could we make a charge application available for, whether it was a square or something else, like at the front desk of the student activities office. And then student activities would be responsible for saying, this charge gets given to the Sigmas, and this charge gets given to the running club, and this charge gets, to track all of that. And finance office was nervous about it, but they were willing to think about it with us. So we're in the thinking
the process
stages.
Senator Ward?
I don't know what the appropriate action to take is, but I just wanted to address what Kirsten brought.
That would be under new business?
I lied. I am so sorry.
No, it's okay. Any other unfinished business? Unfinished business? Unfinished business? Seeing none. New business? Senator Barron?
Just a question. Who would be the most appropriate? And charge our advisor to at least look into probably without adding gender identity to the rest of you guys' observation.
I don't know that if you could charge me, but you could definitely hear me say that I already sent an email to Megan to remind her that she and I should make sure to get put in.
So then I will.
So then you just brought it up. Perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing it up. Do you?
Yes.
Is there any other new business?
Sorry, guys. I was on a Gus bus a few weeks ago by myself, and I was talking to the driver, and he was talking about, he was like, oh, pro tip, make sure you call before like 1:30 because we stopped taking calls at 1:45 because if we're still picking people up after 2, we don't get paid. But he's like, talked to her like a lot of times they're picking people up after 2. And so I just go to like bring that to everyone's attention and talk about like potentially setting aside some type of funding that like we could pay them for that overtime that they're working, just because I think it's that they're like driving us around like being nice by staying past the end of their shift and not being compensated. So I don't know if we can just discuss that if you guys are interested. I yield.
Sure. I can open the floor to discussion on the issue of the Gus bus. I'm just going to say we'd want to like avoid the slippery slope of like we can compensate them for like that much time and then they're like, oh well, I'll just work a little more, you know, like
yeah.
Where do you, how do we draw the line is something to think about, but discussion. Senator Fassandola?
You know about how much longer they've been on the phone? Or he said that normally, not normally, but like sometimes it'd be like a half an hour.
How do you feel about shifting hours then if it's more common than less so early on? Because we were talking about moving hours earlier in the year, cutting hours, so why not just shift?
Do you yield? So I have this, okay. Co-President Shikofsky?
The only thing with shifting hours is that once you shift them, you open the possibility of needing to shift them again, or that calls will just continue to be taken up till a later time. Does that make sense? Okay. That's just what I've seen about shifting. I'm a supervisor for the Safe Rides program on campus, and so that idea has kind of been tossed around a little bit too. So, yeah.
Senator Clark?
Yeah, the problem with shifting is then you possibly have people that just wait until the last minute still, and maybe the driver is working until 3 or something, which would be really weird, even though that like bars close long before 3 o'clock. But I don't really know how to exactly address this, other than like the Gus bus closes at 2, and like, I guess maybe I don't know, maybe it's kind of on them, because maybe they should stop taking calls earlier and not have their drivers go after 2. And then Gus used to be left. And Gus bus closes. Like, sorry. I yield.
Any other discussion? Discussion? None. Is there any other new business? New business, none announcements.
Co-President, just to be very clear, there will not be a Senate meeting next Monday. Be at home, hang out with family and friends. Cabinet will not be meeting on Thursday either.
Any other announcements?
Yeah, if you guys find yourself on campus on Saturday or not bored out of your minds, there is a track meet happening on campus, starts at 10. Come and cheer on the Gusties.
Tomorrow at 5, there will be a vigil just to commemorate Erin Becker and her contributions to our community. So I definitely encourage you to come and support your fellow Gusties. Chapel, it's at the chapel.
Okay, Chair Tony?
I just want to emphasize that, because one of the things that I noticed last week, during the weekend when we had an input session, was like most people who were there said, oh, the senator told me that we had an input session around this time. So, like, I mean, we sent out all these, emails, but most of the time people want to hear from someone else. So as a finance committee, we would love to have as much budget being submitted as possible and not have, like, didn't want to come after us and say, oh yeah, I didn't catch the deadline. That would be great for me if you can just like, if you know anyone who's in a club that would need to submit the budget. So that's all I want to say.
Thank you.
Senator O'Neill?
Oh, I was actually just asking hopefully a quick question. I yield.
Control hearing camp?
The peer assistants wanted me to remind you all that we have our office hours all week this week from 5 to 9 in the evening. So if you do find you need someone to listen to or just speak with or just hang out with, we're here. That's all.
Advisor Van
Hecke?
Yep, that was what I was going to build on. I was going to say that if you are concerned about your friends or if you're feeling issues yourself, please don't bear that alone and don't hesitate to reach out. Oftentimes students feel like the counseling center is hard to get into, and I happen to know the secret password. So if you have people that you're worried about and you can con them into connecting with me, I am very sure that I can get them into the counseling center much quicker than normal. And then obviously our chaplains are around and available as well.
Any other announcements? None, meeting adjourned.